Filling your prescription for freedom and giving you a voice every week. This is Armed American Radio, coming to you from the Crossbreed Holster Studios. Now, here's Mark Walters.
I am Mark Walters in the Crossbreed Holster Studios. If you're just joining us, welcome aboard. It's great to have you here. For the next 60 minutes, I will be filling your prescription for freedom, talking to you about things that the mainstream media wouldn't dare discuss with you.
I will say this, the FCC, if they do have these monitors in the newsroom, they're going to love us.
Oh, yeah. You're going to love sitting in here. Come on in. Come on in to the safest studio.
Yes.
In America. Welcome aboard. I had a heck of a week. Last 4 days were amazing. It was one of those deals. I felt like Pincus. I felt like Rob Pincus, you know, trainer extraordinaire. But literally got off an airplane. Well, anytime you start a trip in Atlanta's Hartsfield-Jackson Airport, the drive to it in and of itself,
the
adventure begins.
It's an adventure.
The adventure begins. And when you wind up in a place like Houston, which is, you know, 10 times bigger than the sprawling Atlanta metropolis, and head to a place like Reliant Stadium and on and on and on, and I mean, just hundreds of thousands of people and barbecue smoke and guns and great people. No time to rest, you know. It makes for a fun 4 days, no question about it. Also makes for a very early morning when you have to begin that travel adventure back over again. But fun traveling to Texas when you fly with a firearm. They know what they're doing in Texas. No hassles, no problems. The ticket agents, they got it together. So thanks for that, Texas. We do appreciate that.
You're welcome.
Well, thank you. You are in Dallas.
Yes.
God bless you. I can say this after being at there are 420 cooking teams at the Houston Rodeo and the World Championship Barbecue Cook-Off I attended as a member of one of the teams. TXBBQRub.com.
Mm-hmm.
TXBBQRub.com. Ladies and gentlemen, you will not find any rub better than that. I brought back pounds of it in a backpack to add to the pounds I have.
Oh, no.
The pilot left the flight deck wanting to know, what is that wafting?
You mean to tell
through
me
the cabin? It was that wonderful. Yes.
TSA did not stop you and try to arrest you for bringing on something like this?
The rub and vacuum, no.
Oh, well,
right,
you know, hey.
Got a good healthy dose of X-ray. That's okay. I'm going to cook it off.
You don't opt in for the pat down, huh?
No, and let me tell you, they get off. People are, what is that? I said, don't worry about it. It's my new cologne.
Oh, that's.
It's Grand Champion Rub. Get you some. TXBBQRub.com. But I can tell you this. It's easy to see why Texas has some of the most beautiful NFL and NBA cheerleaders in the country.
Yeah, of course.
Because there were a number of qualified applicants walking around barbecue.
That's how we roll.
By the thousands. We have Nikki Gosar on the program right here. If you were listening to the show last weekend, Nikki, good friend of mine, good friend of yours, author of the book Denied a Chance, and victim of a stalker who murdered her husband in cold blood in front of her and 50 other patrons at a bar in downtown Nashville in 2009, April of 2009 to be exact. We're coming up on that anniversary very soon. 5 years ago, it's hard to believe. Nikki's story was highlighted on an Investigation Discovery Network channel show that aired on Tuesday night. Nikki, welcome back to the program. I have to get your thoughts after the fact now. When we all watched it, and I'm sure a lot of listeners did as well, what were your final takeaways after you saw the final product air on Investigation Discovery last week?
Well, hey there, Mark and Sean. Thanks for having me on.
Anytime. You know that.
Well, the episode aired last week, and then it also aired again tonight on Investigation Discovery. And, you know, I kind of struggled with doing this project with Investigation Discovery. I wanted to educate the public, but at the same time, I wanted to respect Ben. Mm-hmm. But I don't think that it helps anyone to sugarcoat things. I felt it was really important to show the public what really happened to us and hope mm-hmm. that they can learn something from that. And I think that they have. I've been receiving emails through my website, denyedachance.com, and it has really opened some people's eyes out there.
So are you overall, let's do it on a scale from one being worst to 10 being the best that they could have done. Where do you think it fell in? I have my thoughts. I'll tell you after I hear from yours.
I think it was about an 8.
Okay, you're actually up a couple points, a couple notches more than me. I would have given it a little bit over halfway, 6. And I say that because, really, I think it's near impossible to put in perspective to make somebody feel. I think they did a great job of it. Don't get me wrong, Nikki, in any way. Mm-hmm. But not being you and having lived through it and been there, you know, I'm going to trust your opinion more than mine. So obviously I'm off at the 6 because you actually lived that nightmare and you feel that they did a little better job than me. And I've written your story. You've told it many times here and you're going to continue to tell it because people need to hear it. But you're right. You're absolutely correct. And I've seen the responses you're getting. It did open eyes. So I think they did a great job. With what they had to work with being network television, they could only do so much, couldn't they?
Yeah. I mean, there's just no way to go into every single
right.
little detail.
Well, they had an hour, too. I mean, you know, and they did a really good job. How did you feel about the reenactments, as far as the way they were professionally handled and acted out?
You know, I think they did a pretty good job. The actress that played me, her name is Stephanie Vaught, and she's actually from Nebraska, but I think she lives in London, England sometimes. She lives in Los Angeles, and she travels a lot acting. And she called me the day that it was going to air, and we spoke for quite a while. Very, very sweet lady. The restaurant scene where Ben is murdered and her reaction and everything that they show on film, it was pretty darn close
mm-hmm.
to what I dealt with. I mean, I can tell you that there's no way to really show people what I went through. But
yeah,
all things considered, I think she did a really great job. I really do. I can tell you a funny story if you'd like to hear it.
Yes, please.
The actress, Stephanie, she may not want me telling you this, but I thought it was hilarious. She had to take voice lessons to play the role, and she's not a singer.
Mm-hmm.
She knew that she was going to have to sing in this restaurant scene with over 100 extras around, and she was terrified. And the director knew she was terrified. All the other actors knew she was scared. So the director gave her a shot of Jack Daniels beforehand.
Wow, no kidding.
And she said that they taped a professional singer in a studio and dubbed over her real voice anyway.
Well, I didn't know that, and I thought she did exceptionally well. I thought they picked somebody that could sing because you do have a beautiful voice, and I've heard you sing, and karaoke was your business for a long time. I also saw that guy in the truck on that thing that you put out, that country thing, was really funny on Facebook. We'll have to, you know, the old country boy.
Oh,
doing
yeah.
the singing thing. I thought that was great. That was funny that you found that. But I overall thought they did a really, really good job with what they had to work with, and I'm glad you felt they did a good job because that's what matters. What I think doesn't matter. What matters is what you felt because you lived that horror and you lived that nightmare. And, you know, I don't think they could get closer to 10. I mean, 8 would probably be about the tops of it. I know Peter Gould, director, writer, producer up in Connecticut, working on the movie Infringed, wanted me to pass his best on to you. We were all looking forward to seeing the production quality, and I thought it was outstanding.
I would like to tell your listeners that if you missed the episode, you can now download it online. It's available on iTunes. You can just search for Investigation Discovery, and the episode name is Serenade of a Stalker.
Nikki, they took you to Great Britain for the interviews and everything, didn't they? They took you over to England?
Yes.
Was all of the production done there? Was any of it done here in the States?
You know, I'm not really for sure, but I think the majority of it was filmed in London, England. I know that the scenes they used of Nashville, that was all stock footage that they already had.
So they didn't take anything out there and film on the streets or anything like that. Okay, Nikki, we're getting ready to take a break. I want to ask you to hold on to the phone during the break if we could, okay?
Sure.
And where can people get your book, Denied a Chance, that tells in your own words the nightmare you lived through?
That's at my website, deniedachance.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is a read. You've got to read this. It will open your eyes if you've ever had a doubt about whether you think a firearm might help you in a situation. Read what Nikki went through and how she fights for you every single day. Nikki, if you would, please hang on during the break. I'm Mark Walters. This is Armed American Radio. We'll be right back. Rich Burgess from Connecticut Carry. Wow, you're not going to believe what's going on up there. Back after this.
Even in a clear-cut case of self-defense, a single bullet could cost you more than you think. As a responsible American, you shouldn't have to fear unjust prosecution for using your gun in self-defense. That's why the USCCA Self-Defense Shield is here for you. The most comprehensive insurance-backed protection to help you take control and eliminate the threat of legal and financial ruin when you're forced to defend your loved ones. As a USCCA member, your Self-Defense Shield coverage will give you up to $600,000 to help you get the expert defense you deserve. This member benefit is backed by an A-rated insurance company. Your membership also includes a subscription to Concealed Carry Magazine, all for as little as $12 per month. Your membership is 100% risk-free thanks to our bulletproof 365-day money-back guarantee. Visit carry123.com to learn more and get a free 24-page concealed carry guide. Visit carry123.com and take control today. That's carry123.com.
The Galco SC2 is the perfect concealed carry holster for all seasons. The SC2 is lightweight and comfortable with a snap-on design that allows the holster to attach and detach from your belt without removing the belt itself. Constructed of premium saddle leather, the SC2 utilizes a reinforced thumb brake strap for added retention. Check out the Galco SC2 for semi-automatics and double-action revolvers. Galco, for those who demand the best and know the difference. To order, visit galcogunleather.com.
Ever wish you could find a concealed carry holster that allows wearing the clothing of your choice with absolutely no restrictions on body movements? A concealed carry holster that provides such deep concealment that no one will know you're carrying unless you tell them. The world-famous Smart Carry Holster does just that while providing complete invisibility, total comfort, and freedom of movement even when carrying a full-size handgun. Make your gun disappear in total comfort today. Visit smartcarry.com now.
Armed American Radio has joined forces with Gander Mountain and Gander Mountain Academy Firearms Training Centers. Gander Mountain is America's largest retail network of outdoor supply stores and one of the nation's largest retailers of firearms and shooting supplies. Staffed with world-class instructors, virtual shooting ranges, indoor live fire ranges, and 180 and 300-degree simulators, Gander Mountain Academy provides the ultimate firearms training experience. For a list of locations, visit gandermountain.com/academy now.
Finally, ladies and gentlemen, a 22 Magnum pistol with a 30-round capacity magazine. You heard me right. The Kel-Tec PMR-30 is a lightweight, full-size pistol chambered in 22 Magnum with a double-stack magazine. With a crisp single-action pull and fiber-optic sights, the Kel-Tec PMR-30 is perfect for small game or target shooting. To see it for yourself, visit KelTecWeapons.com. That's KelTecWeapons.com, K-E-L-T-E-C, weapons.com.
Car Arms introduces the new addition to their double-action micro-compact pistol line, the CW380, with a 2.5-inch barrel, an overall length under 5 inches, and standing under 4 inches tall. The CW380 weighs just 10.2 ounces, making it the perfect choice for lawful concealed carry. The micro-compact CW380 allows rapid-fire follow-up shots with little recoil and retails for under $420. The new CW380 from Car Arms. Carry one today.
Known as a bad-to-the-bone fighter with a rebel soul and a rock and roll attitude, the Roadhouse from Emerson Knives is destined to be a classic. Designer Ernest Emerson says the Roadhouse is one of his best designs ever. Just like a chopped Harley, it's low-slung and ready to roar. It feels like you've just dropped the clutch and it's ready to jump out of your hand. The Roadhouse from Emerson Knives is a must-have tactical folder. Visit EmersonKnives.com. That's EmersonKnives.com. The following segment of AAR is being sponsored by G-Code Holsters. To wear what the ogre wears, visit tacticalholsters.com. Now, back to Mark Walters.
Welcome back to the program. It's a pleasure to have you here. This hour is going to be kind of eye-popping, and it will be a appetizer, if you will, for next week. Connecticut, man. Very dangerous situation occurring in Connecticut right now. And I've got my next guest. And by the way, Nikki Gosar has stayed with us. Nikki, you there?
Yes.
Thank you for sticking with us for the next 15 minutes. You do a lot of activism. And in the first hour of the program, I talked with a young kid out in Nampa, Idaho, Andrew Wheeler, who wrote me a fantastic email and got off his butt, and we're trying to educate people and teach people why it's so vitally important that they get active if they want to hold on to their rights. You know that firsthand, right?
Absolutely.
Now, you've spoken at state houses. You've spoken in the halls of government. So you get this. You understand how vitally important this is, this being an election year. I want to stay on this topic throughout the year and use examples of real people who are really just like you and me fighting this fight. And Andrew was a great example of that. And here's why this ties in, Nikki, because my next guest, our next guest, Rich Burgess, heads a group called Connecticut Carry. And we all know, maybe we don't know, we'll let him explain what's happening to those of you who may be new to the program, or maybe you're having your eyes opened for the first time to just how valuable and fragile at the same time your freedoms are when it comes to this fight to keep and bear arms. Rich Burgess from Connecticut Carry, welcome to the program. People need to hear, Rich, you know, why it's so vital that they get involved, lest what happens to you happen to them. Tell us what happened in Connecticut.
Well, thank you for having me on, Mark.
Sure.
We have a lot of stuff happening in Connecticut. I mean, one of the major things that we have happening right now is obviously our gun ban, magazine ban has taken effect as of January 1st. And there's a lot of talk in the media right now about different reactions that the state will have towards that gun ban. There were people who did comply, there were people who did not comply, and there were people who complied late. And all those people are now different classes of human beings, according to the state. So what their reaction is going to be very interesting going forward. One of the things that has been major media right now is the idea of confiscation letters going out. Mm-hmm. Which we're trying to caution people not to. They're responding very aggressively towards these, but there has been, first of all, no letters that have gone out in Connecticut. Second of all, at least not any that anybody can confirm here. But also, these aren't really confiscation letters or anything abnormal. I mean, all they're doing is stating the law. And the law is that after January 1st, if they weren't registered, you got to either turn them in or sell them or move them out of state. So we're trying to caution people that at this point, if you do receive a letter like that, that's actually a good thing. Take the letter as opposed to a no-knock raid.
Mm. Do you, ladies and gentlemen, do you hear what we're talking about here? Nikki, do you hear what he just said?
Yeah, that's pretty
scary.
Take
the letter as opposed to a no-knock raid.
Wow.
We're talking about the Constitution state, ladies and gentlemen.
Absolutely.
Are you listening to what you're – pay very careful attention to what you're hearing here. There are rumors – Nikki, that the state police are going to confiscate firearms, lawfully owned firearms, which all of a sudden are not lawfully owned anymore because a piece of paper wasn't received by the state police at the date that the legislature said so. So you go from law-abiding citizen to not having a traffic ticket your entire life to turning in people who park in handicapped spots that don't have stickers to becoming a what overnight, Rich?
Class D felon.
Wow.
A felon.
And remember, this is not new for Connecticut. We've been dealing with confiscation for over a decade. We've been trying to put it out there that, you know, Connecticut Carry is the only organization in Connecticut fighting, you know, confiscations and illegal confiscations of firearms that are just clearly egregious and completely arbitrary. We have things, you know, if you get involved in any kind of domestic spat at your home, there's police out there in Connecticut who will just take all your firearms and possibly put you in jail for having the firearms and being involved in, you know, a domestic spat where there's been no allegations of actual abuse or anything else. You know, we're very much on the edge, and we're on a seesaw here of civil rights, and we're really trying to fight that here.
Well, there are some people who say you're on a seesaw edge of not just civil rights, but civil something else. Nikki, this is crazy stuff. From somebody who has spoken to state legislatures, when you saw what happened in Connecticut when they decided overnight to enact this draconian, unconstitutional gun grab, what went through your mind?
There are a lot of people that are asleep at the wheel that have allowed this to happen.
A little bit of apathy, isn't there? There's apathy at play. Rich, would you agree with that?
Well, yes. I mean, I do want to caution people, though, that, you know, Connecticut, we get a lot of blame for, well, you let this happen, and, you know, you didn't stand out for your rights and this and that. But we had thousands of people that showed up at our legislative offices. I mean, when all this stuff was going on, this happened in a lot of states. And honestly, Connecticut had one of the biggest turnups that I saw, and yet it meant nothing. They passed in the middle of the night. They didn't care about our opinion, you know. But I agree that there was a lot of apathy beforehand of getting these people into office.
Well, here's the reality of the situation. You're fighting it. We're just going to be very blunt here, okay? The fact of the matter is that you're fighting an uphill battle, and this is what happens when the state, and I say you, allow the state, I'm not referring to you specifically, but I'm referring to the populace as a whole, when you allow a state to turn blue and allow these gun-hating freaks into office and give them carte blanche with both houses and the governor's mansion, this is what you get. These people hate your freedoms.
Absolutely.
They hate your freedoms. Now, I'm going to try to find the tape, but we have information, and maybe you can correct me if I'm wrong here, but of Connecticut State Police Lieutenant Paul Vance making comments on tape, if necessary, we'll go door to door to confiscate your guns.
Mm. Yeah.
Are you familiar with that?
I am. I mean, recognize that there's certainly, I'm no apologist for the state police. We do a lot of work against the state police because we believe that the state police have been corrupt for a very long time and have done a lot of bad things to Connecticut residents. So we are one-on-one fighting them. But again, I want to caution people that as of yet, they haven't done a single thing, and we're actually calling them out on that because of the fact that we believe they're scared. And so,
okay, now that's a good point.
Before everybody jumps on that bandwagon, let's all, you know, simmer down a little bit and not cause civil war in Connecticut. We don't want that.
Exactly, and that you see, Nikki, this discussion is unbelievable to me.
Right. Somehow these people were allowed in office, though. I mean, I'm sure there are a lot of good people out there, people that truly believe in our Second Amendment, just like myself, just like you, that have fought the good fight.
Sure.
But there's not enough of them.
There you go. Thank you. There's more of them right now, Rich, than there are of you. That's the unfortunate mathematical equation in Connecticut right now. However, when it comes to trampling on your constitutional freedoms, I think some of those people may say, you know what? I made a mistake. Rich, you're going to stick with us. Nikki, I know you have to go. Thank you for sticking around with us. Thank you for everything you do. DeniedAChance.com, ladies and gentlemen. Buy Nikki's book and watch her on Investigation Discovery. I'm Mark Walters, back with Rich Burgess from Connecticut Carry. We'll continue the discussion right after this.
Even in a clear-cut case of self-defense, a single bullet could cost you more than you think. As a responsible American, you shouldn't have to fear unjust prosecution for using your gun in self-defense. That's why the USCCA Self-Defense Shield is here for you. The most comprehensive insurance-backed protection to help you take control and eliminate the threat of legal and financial ruin when you're forced to defend your loved ones. As a USCCA member, your Self-Defense Shield coverage will give you up to $600,000 to help you get the expert defense you deserve. This member benefit is backed by an A-rated insurance company. Your membership also includes a subscription to Concealed Carry Magazine, all for as little as $12 per month. Your membership is 100% risk-free thanks to our bulletproof 365-day money-back guarantee. Visit carry123.com to learn more and get a free 24-page concealed carry guide. Visit carry123.com and take control today. That's carry123.com.
Hi, I'm Mark Walters here to tell you about three powerful DVDs for your personal firearms defense training. The Personal Defense Video Series presents the new standards of essential training you need to help protect yourself and your family. You'll discover the most effective strategies from Rob Pincus and the Personal Defense Network instructors. In these DVDs, they'll demonstrate advanced pistol handling techniques, including 360-degree presentation from a holster and a great technique for reloading during a critical incident. You'll also discover home defense tips, like tactical movement throughout your house, and in defensive firearms use in public, discover some realistic scenarios that reveal how you should react to such things as distractions and shooting in defense of others. To order this powerful 3-DVD set for 50% off the everyday price, visit armedamericandvdoffer.com right now. You'll receive your 3 DVDs for only $29.95 plus shipping and handling. Go to armedamericandvdoffer.com. armedamericandvdoffer.com. Do it now.
Hi everyone, I'm Tim Schmidt, founder of the United States Concealed Carry Association. Every week, Mark talks about the attacks on our Second Amendment from anti-gun politicians across America, and we talk about what's being done to preserve and protect freedom. The National Rifle Association, America's oldest civil rights organization, is the leader in preserving the Second Amendment. Because of NRA's 4 million members, the National Rifle Association's grassroots advocacy is the nation's most successful. Imagine what we could accomplish with more members like you to join the fight. That's why you need to be a member. Sign up today. There's no excuse. Help fight for our freedom. Join NRA and learn all about NRA Institute for Legislative Action's efforts to make sure American gun laws work for you. I'm a life member, and it's one of the most important things I ever did. Call 800-672-3888 or sign up online at www.membership.com. NRAHQ.org.
Known as a bad-to-the-bone fighter with a rebel soul and a rock and roll attitude, the Roadhouse from Emerson Knives is destined to be a classic. Designer Ernest Emerson says the Roadhouse is one of his best designs ever. Just like a chopped Harley, it's low-slung and ready to roar. It feels like you've just dropped the clutch and it's ready to jump out of your hand. The Roadhouse from Emerson Knives is a must-have tactical folder. Visit EmersonKnives.com. That's EmersonKnives.com.
Old Faithful holsters, designed to be as reliable as their Yellowstone National Park namesake. Made from the highest quality American leather and ultra-strong kydex, we use only the most durable materials available and put our 50-year warranty where our mouth is. Have a gun you'd love to carry but can't find a holster? Purchase one of our holster kits and build it yourself. To purchase a fully assembled holster for your carry gun or to build one yourself, visit oldfaithfulholsters.com now.
This segment of Armed American Radio is being brought to you by the Gun Owners of America, America's no-compromise gun lobby. Become a member today. Visit gunowners.org. Join them, folks. I did. Welcome back.
Gun Owners of America, great organization. No Compromise by Larry Pratt. By the way, Sean, listeners right now are tuned into the number what program on... What?
We are number one
are
on
Talk
Stream Live. Yes, sir.
All right, excellent.
Number one. We are actually ahead of Rush Limbaugh.
Yeah, back in the rest of them are trailing us right now. That's a beautiful thing, and thank you for that. The conversation we're getting into right now is very provocative. It's eye-opening.
Yes.
And it should scare you to death regardless of where you live, but particularly if you live in a place like New York. Or Maryland, or Colorado, Illinois. Because this is what they want for you. This is what they did for you in New York. And this is what the gun haters want for you across the country. Remember this. Their goals, at least their stated goals, cannot be accomplished without taking your guns away. Period. They just won't come out and tell you that. I'll tell you that. But their ultimate goals can never be accomplished unless you turn in your firearms. Because as a firearms owner, you are the problem. Even though you turn in people who park in handicap spots without stickers and have never had a ticket in your life and will never rob a bank or shoot up a school. They hate you. And someone living that nightmare in Connecticut and fighting vehemently against it is on the air with me right now and has been a fairly regular guest on the show and will continue to be throughout this the life of this entire process in Connecticut. Rich Burgess from Connecticut Carry fighting the fight, man. These are the people who, ladies and gentlemen, have toothpicks under their eyes while many of you are sleeping at night, leaving the tough work up to guys like this. Rich, welcome back.
Thank you, Mark.
Let's start with this. I have the letter from the Connecticut State Police. I'm going to read it in a second, but correct me if my numbers are correct. It is estimated there were between 300, there are between 300,000 and 400,000, and we're going to go ahead and use their terminology, assault rifles in Connecticut that never hurt anyone and that never would in the hands of law-abiding citizens throughout the state. The deadline for their registration was what day?
January 1st.
Which clearly came and went. It is estimated, and they will not give out the information, in due in large part, I believe, to what you said in the last segment, is they're scared. They don't want the truth to be known. But it is estimated that less than 50,000 of the estimated up to 400,000 assault rifles were not registered by the deadline. Now, you can think that was a mistake, you know, people that many people made a mistake, or you can think that many people said, come and take it, and refused to comply. We don't know the answer to that yet. We had how many people, Rich? 300-400 people that attempted to send in their paperwork after the deadline passed, correct?
Yeah, I think the number is more like 200, but okay. You could be right.
All right, 200. Well, no, we'll go with that. You're up. We'll leave that number. It's estimated in that range. I've seen it as low as 150. I've seen it as high as 500. So we'll call it somewhere in that ballpark. Here's the letter they got back from the Connecticut State Police. Dear sir, madam. We are returning your application for assault weapon certificate. And assault weapon is not in parentheses or is not in quotations, which is ridiculous. We are returning your application for assault weapon certificate and or large capacity magazine declaration because it was not received or postmarked prior to January 1, 2014, as required by law. As a result, you have the following options for your assault weapon per Public Act 13-3. As amended by Public Act 13-220. Number one, render the assault weapon permanently inoperable. That means break it or melt it. Otherwise, destroy it. Number two, sell the assault weapon to a licensed gun dealer. That means lose your tail on what you paid for it and give up the personal property you bought lawfully years ago at a loss because we said so. Number three, remove the assault weapon from the state. Sure, put it in your trunk and drive it somewhere. Well, gee, what would happen if you got caught with that, Rich?
Wouldn't be good.
It'd be probably multiple felonies, wouldn't it?
Yeah, at least.
Okay. They don't tell you how to do so. They just tell you to do it. Number four, you may make arrangements to relinquish the assault weapon to a police department or to the Department of Emergency Services and Public Protection. That's the line right there that has people up in arms across the country right now. Right. You have the following options for disposal of your large capacity magazines. Now, large capacity magazines, let me educate you what that is. That means a standard capacity magazine. That means the magazine that came with the gun that the gun is designed to use, because they want you to change the manufacturing function and capability of the firearm to meet their specifications, of the magazine to meet their specifications. So where their large capacity is actually standard capacity. So let's take the language back from the liars. Okay? And the same 4 points. Now, that was signed by Lieutenant Eric Cook, Commanding Officer, Special Licensing and Firearms Unit. Attachments went to Assault Weapons Certificate Application and or Large Capacity Magazine Declaration. That has a lot of people scared, Rich. Why?
Well, before we get started on that, again, I got to caution. This letter is something that was distributed on Facebook. This letter did not, as far as we can tell, we have seen no people who have actually received this letter.
Okay.
So this letter was actually put on Facebook by a representative of our legislature here in Connecticut as an example of what the Connecticut State Police were planning. Now, none of these letters went out. We don't know if that's because of fear of, you know, putting them out. We don't know if they've changed their tactics. We don't really know what's going on. However, the other thing about this letter is that that letter only states what the actual law is. That, I mean, it's not verbatim, but that's pretty much exactly what it says in the Connecticut General Statutes right now for what you can do with an assault weapon. So it's nothing outside the ordinary.
All right. Republican State Senator Tony Guglielmo. That's what it looks like. Tony Guglielmo. Wow. I don't know how to pronounce his name. Rhino.
Oh, okay. That's all you had to say. Progressive Republican.
Progressive Republican State Senator Tony Guglielmo recalled talking to a constituent who informed him that some gun owners are intentionally taking part in quote-unquote civil disobedience because they feel the law is unconstitutional.
Also,
right.
Okay. I want you to, this is so important, to pay attention to what we're talking about. We're talking about having a conversation with you on national radio right now. This is real. This is happening in Connecticut. There is civil disobedience right now going on, more than likely, Rich, as you well know, by the many, many thousands who have said, no, I am not going to comply with their law that makes me a felon overnight. I'm not going to comply with this. So we know that's happening. We don't know at what level, do we?
No, we don't. The numbers that are out there, I mean, obviously are, it's completely ridiculous that some media sources are actually pretending like they actually know these numbers.
Right.
Because we have, on our website, we've distributed, you know, the databases of the weapons registry without people's names and addresses, of course. We've distributed so many documents and databases and things like that. And yet, with all that knowledge, we couldn't figure out these numbers. So I don't know how most media sources are getting these numbers.
What we do know is the state police do know these numbers. We know that for a fact. Someone in Connecticut knows these numbers. They're just not talking. We'll find out why, or at least get some ideas why, when we come back. Then I'm going to tell you how we're going to follow up this discussion next week. Very provocative radio next week as well. Armed American Radio continues. I'm Mark Walters. We'll be back with Rich Burgess from Connecticut Carry right after this.
Known as a bad-to-the-bone fighter with a rebel soul and a rock and roll attitude, the Roadhouse from Emerson Knives is destined to be a classic. Designer Ernest Emerson says the Roadhouse is one of his best designs ever. Just like a chopped Harley, it's low-slung and ready to roar. It feels like you've just dropped the clutch and it's ready to jump out of your hand. The Roadhouse from Emerson Knives is a must-have tactical folder. Visit EmersonKnives.com. That's EmersonKnives.com.
The Magnum Research Baby Desert Eagle family of handguns. Excellent handgun protection with plenty of firepower. With a crisp double-action, single-action trigger pull. And available in 9mm, 40 Smith & Wesson, and 45 ACP. The Baby Desert Eagle handgun line comes in several barrel lengths. And your pick of steel or polymer frame. All models come with slide-mounted decocking safety, upgraded fixed combat sights, and several models feature tactical rails. Visit MagnumResearch.com or your local dealer today.
Hi, everyone. I'm Tim Schmidt, founder of the United States Concealed Carry Association.
Every week, Mark talks about the attacks on our Second Amendment from anti-gun politicians across America, and we talk about what's being done to preserve and protect freedom. The National Rifle Association, America's oldest civil rights organization, is the leader in preserving the Second Amendment. Because of NRA's 4 million members, the National Rifle Association's grassroots advocacy is the nation's most successful. Imagine what we could accomplish with more members like you to join the fight. That's why you need to be a member. Sign up today. There's no excuse. Help fight for our freedom. Join NRA and learn all about NRA Institute for Legislative Action's efforts to make sure American gun laws work for you. I'm a life member, and it's one of the most important things I ever did. Call 800-672-3888 or sign up online at www.membership.nrahq.org.
The Ruger LC380 is the perfect pairing of the award-winning LC9 pistol and the popular 380 auto cartridge. The LC380 is the same size as the LC9, yet offers reduced recoil, making it Ruger's lightest recoiling personal protection pistol yet. It features a dovetailed high-visibility 3-dot sight system, 7-round magazine and finger grip extension floor plate, manual safety, and loaded chamber indicator. The Ruger LC380. Another rugged, reliable firearm from Ruger.
Crossbreed Holsters is proud to offer an addition to our already outstanding belt selection. Introducing the Instructor's Belt. Offering the same quality as our original gun belts and dress belts, the Crossbreed Instructor's Belt offers a clean, buckle-less design intended for a sharp and professional appearance. Sturdy, but not stiff. The Instructor Belt provides even weight distribution of your gun and gear and looks as great out on the town as it does on the range. Crossbreed Holsters, often imitated but never duplicated. Visit CrossbreedHolsters.com. CrossbreedHolsters.com.
The Super Tuck by Crossbreed Holsters, the most comfortable and concealable holster available on the market today. Is it any wonder why it's the most copied design on the planet? Used by law enforcement and civilians around the world, the Super Tuck by Crossbreed is adjustable for ride depth and cant. Often imitated, but never duplicated, the Super Tuck holster is available for a wide variety of popular carry guns. For more information and to order your Super Tuck, visit CrossbreedHolsters.com. That's CrossbreedHolsters.com.
As we all know, the Second Amendment is under attack. It's 2014, that's right, election year. And as a gun owner, I like to keep up with all the political news surrounding the Second Amendment. And the way I do that, IRFnews.com. IRFnews.com is a new concept in news gathering. One place, one stop, see what they're talking about, see what's going on, and protect the Second Amendment. Quite simple, IRFnews.com. And remember, the Second Amendment is not debatable.
This is Armed American Radio, filling your prescription for freedom every week and giving you a voice. Heard coast to coast on the Armed American Radio Network. Here again is Mark Walters.
Welcome back to the program. I love that tune.
Yeah, that's back when rock and roll was good.
Yeah, it wasn't some Philip guy who auditioned in a garage somewhere with four kooky judges. I mean, musicians made it because they rocked, man.
Yeah, that's back when you had to actually know how to play and do producing and everything.
Listen to that. See, that's good stuff. Yeah, that's music. Anyway, yeah, we could go into that all day long, but we won't. I want to get a little bit of business out of the way here quickly before we go back to Rich Burgess. If you find yourself down in Orlando, we have a great sponsor down there. And good stuff. You head over to the New Orlando Gun Show, March 8th and 9th, Saturday and Sunday, next week. And visit the Arms Room. How cool is that?
That is cool.
The Arms Room.
The Arms Room.
Get you a new AR platform. Ugh. Rifle. Yeah. 556-223-308. An AR-15 platform rifle from the Arms Room. They'll be at the New Orlando Gun Show March 8th and 9th next week, and you can visit them at theneworlandogunshow.com for all of the information as to where to go and so forth. And if you're interested in heading over to see the Arms Room, head over to visit them at 19048 East Colonial Drive in Orlando and check them out. And I'll let you know how mine shoots probably next week. Okay. Yeah. So check them out. When we have sponsors, great sponsors like this that support the program, all of our sponsors, Ruger, Caltech, Car Arms, and particularly Crossbreed Holster, Galco, Old Faithful Holsters, and on and on and on, G-Code Holsters. Man, you got to show them some love. It's because of them that we're able to fill your prescription for freedom. So help them out. They're supporting you. Support them. Rich Burgess, welcome back to the show. Very scary stuff in Connecticut that we're talking about. It's hard to believe that we're actually having this conversation that we're talking about in the Constitution State. I graduated high school in Connecticut, up in Simsbury, very beautiful area. Connecticut's a very picturesque, gorgeous place. A lot of money in Connecticut. A lot of tax dollars being confiscated from residents who have it and so forth. And it's really sad to see the battle that's going on up there. Rich, when I say it's a dangerous situation, am I overstating just how dangerous it might get in Connecticut?
No, you're pretty accurate. I mean, this whole situation is very dangerous. Anytime the state wants to do violence to good people to try to take away property, that's always a dangerous situation.
All right, let me take you there with what you said. Anytime the state wants to do violence, clarify what you're talking about.
Well, it's violence when somebody comes to your door to either lock you up or to search your house or to, you know, confiscate your property, whatever it may be. Let's face it, all those edicts are at the point of a gun, right? I mean, if you don't let them into your house, the potential is that they may try to shoot their way in.
No, they will. If they're there, listen. Let's take this for what it's worth. Let's be very blunt. Let's be very bold in our assessment of what's happening in Connecticut right now. Let's be very clear with what we're talking about. If the state of Connecticut, and this is the fear, ladies and gentlemen, this is the fear based on the letter that I read to you in the earlier segment that is making its rounds. The Blaze is reporting significant numbers. Now you can visit theblaze.com and search in there for Connecticut. You'll find everything you want to find. And again, some speculation, but here's what we do know. There is civil disobedience occurring in Connecticut right now. We know that for a fact. We don't know specifically what the numbers are. But I can guarantee you this, Rich, and I'm sure you'll agree with me here. We saw it in Boston, all right, when they weren't trying to take away anybody's assault rifle that they hate so much, that they've now made illegal and have turned you into a felon for owning. Hear what I'm telling you. They've turned you into a felon.
Let's not forget the Connecticut Patriots marched up there. You know, let's not forget Powder House Day here in New Haven.
Absolutely. These people turned you into a felon, ladies and gentlemen, for simply owning property lawfully that you've owned for years. Now you're a felon for owning that very same property. You didn't modify it to make it fully automatic and made it evil. It's the same gun you've had for years. What was it, since 1994, Rich?
In 1994, we had an assault weapons ban as well. I mean, this stuff is nothing new to us here, but, you know, obviously it's ramping up.
Well, the stakes are much, much higher right now, much, much higher right now than they've ever been before. Where I'm going with this, ladies and gentlemen, is that we know that there's civil disobedience occurring in Connecticut right now. We don't know to what degree. We know it's happening right now. There is a threat out there and a perceived threat that authorities and the legislature and the governor will at some point do something about it. The Hartford Courant has come out and asked and demanded the state police begin enforcing their unconstitutional gun grab law, their registration scheme. The Hartford Courant, the state's largest newspaper, has come out in support of the Connecticut State Police enforcing that. Now, how do you enforce that? What the Hartford Courant is actually doing is recommending to the state police and to the governor that these people go house to house and start taking those firearms from the people using the registration list that they created. You don't think registration leads to confiscation? I could get real. Rich, I'm going to go to you because I got to take a breath.
Well, I think we're going to be shocking a bunch of people tomorrow. We actually have a press release we're going to be issuing where we are actually going to be calling for them to enforce the laws. However, with the caveat of if you don't enforce the laws, you need to repeal them. We're going to be making quite clear in our new program that if they can't enforce these laws, which we know they can't, and we know they don't have the stomach to do so, that the only option is to repeal them.
All right, the only way, and this is where I, let's go here. You mentioned it, let's go here. We can't shy away from this, and I'm going to be talking about this in depth next week with Mike Vanderbo. I'll tell you a little bit about who Mike Vanderbo is in an upcoming segment. But you said if they can't enforce them, they don't have the stomach to enforce them. Let me tell you what it requires to enforce them. In order to enforce this law, it will require, and the Hartford Courant has called for this, it will require the state police show up at your house at the barrel of a gun pointed at you to take your property that they now deem unlawful and charge you with the crime.
Right.
We all know how dangerous that is. Now, let me make this clear. They're not going to have one or two officers show up and pound on your door to do that because they know you have an assault rifle, which they're afraid of. They're going to come with overwhelming force. And the fear is, again, the fear is with SWAT teams. This is what people are talking about. I don't know that's the case. I'm telling you that this is what the fear is. And, Rich, this is the fear that you guys have in Connecticut right now, and that's why you're demanding repeal of this monstrosity of a junk law, correct?
Well, that is one of the reasons, that's for sure.
Okay. Well, I'll tell you what. Rich, keep up the fight up there. Call us. You know, you've got an open mic on this show at any time if we need you back next week, because this is a day-by-day thing happening in Connecticut. So keep your schedule open next week. You may very well be back. Mike Vanderbo will be here next week to talk about it as well. Rich Burgess from Connecticut. Kerry, thank you for joining us on short notice today. We appreciate it. I'm Mark Walters, filling your prescription for freedom. Remember, I tell you this every week. Carry on, carry off, and carry absolutely everywhere. Never leave your cave without your club.
You've been listening to Armed American Radio Network with your host, Mark Walters. Armed American Radio, brought to you each week by the United States Concealed Carry Association. To learn more about Armed American Radio, log on to armedamericanradio.org. Here I come again now, baby, like a dark king. Jealous me by the
new from America's most influential commentator, Charles Krauthammer, the best-selling book, Things That Matter, 3 decades of passions, pastimes, and politics. For years, readers and viewers have flocked to Krauthammer for his keen insight into politics, government, chess, and baseball. Now the best of Krauthammer's intelligence, wisdom, and wit are collected in one volume, perfect for the armchair pundit in your life. Pick up a copy of Things That Matter wherever books are sold.
Taking a look at the condition of your floors lately? Well, now through February 24th, Lumber Liquidators has beautiful hand-scraped hardwood on sale for 10 to 30% off their already low prices, including hand-scraped birch for just $2.69 a square foot. Hand-scraped hardwood really shows off the wood's natural perfection. Just gorgeous. If laminate flooring is more your style, they've got high-quality laminate on sale for just 49 cents a square foot. But hurry, this sale ends February 24th. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.